In this episode, I'm going to go over how you can make a couple thousand dollars a week renting out yard signs on less than probably a $5,000 investment. Stay tuned to learn more about it.
Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A2B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A2B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
So this week we're going to talk about more ways that you can make money out here. I think this one is pretty much from a standpoint, a simple one. What'd you say, Eddie?
Oh, super simple. I think anybody can run this kind of business, especially if you have like a small car, any kind of vehicle, even like a, I don't know, pretty big backpack, but I think you can get it done. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry y'all had sadness in our face. We had a rough weekend. Them cowboys, them boys.
Let me down.
Let us down. But we want to make sure you guys make some money. So we get now and then, at least a couple times a month, we get people ask us, did we rent yard signs?
Yeah. I get the requests all the time. And then also when we're driving by, I mean, it's pretty evident when somebody's renting them because they're literally right in their front yard. I see them all the time on the drive-through residential areas.
Yeah. We put a couple of links down in the description for like everything we're going to talk about kind of be in the description, like different companies, pricing, where to get, what the location of it. So if you want to see that stuff, just check in the notes at the bottom. But I think basically you can start off, I think a lot of stuff, we see people doing happy birthdays. They'll kind of design a little segment, show the person what they want and be some type of theme to it. We've seen prices range from like $100. I think it's kind of like the coming out fee. And then, like, they add phrases on it. I don't imagine it would take too long to set up once you get going with it. Doesn't seem like take too much space. The sets are literally, the biggest set on here is, was it, $1,349. And it's pretty good right there. And then you can buy different sets for each time of the year. So you can always be festive. You can always have more stuff going out. I think the biggest thing is just getting your business out there will probably be one of the, I would say, the actual biggest thing you have to actually worry about. This is pretty cut and dry on there.
Yeah. One thing that I have noticed, because like I said, I drive through, or even like when we were out in the field doing this kind of, well, not doing this, but, you know, doing our rentals, I've noticed that they have, like, for advertisement, they, like, get a custom one. And they put it, like, right next to their actual sign. I don't know if they get, like, they probably get, like, permission from the client prior to doing that. But great advertisement. It's free. And you just, you know, pay for that sign. It has all your information. But, yeah, this stuff, it looks really super easy. I think they're pushed in by wire, like these little H wire deals. But, yeah, lightweight. Don't take too much space up. And I think anybody can do it. You know, there's not really any heavy lifting or anything like that. So
yeah,
it'll be easy on your back.
Yeah, and we've seen the prices where you drop off any AM delivery, you drop off, you pick up the same day. One thing Eddie said earlier, and kind of like our pre-meeting, is that you don't really have to really be like, no one has to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, you can pick up anytime, you know, drop off in the morning. Literally, you can probably set up while people are literally asleep and they can pick it up at nighttime and just do all your runs and stuff together.
Yeah. Yeah, because your product's right in the front yard. I mean, if they're not there or whatever, you just pull up, grab their stuff and go. Versus us, you know, sometimes they hold our stuff in the garage or wherever.
Yeah.
But this one's pretty simple. Just, you know, it's right there in the front.
Yeah, and I imagine this stuff could get rained on, too, a little bit, too, you would think.
Yeah, for sure.
Light rain, at least.
Yeah, for sure, rained on. The only thing I'd say is maybe the wind might pick a couple of them up, but...
Yeah, it might start spelling out other stuff ain't supposed to.
Yeah, right. Start taking off some letters and everything. Like, hey, what do you got going on?
And another thing is, like, really kind of, like, very social, you would say. Like, every single job is a finished product that you can literally send off and use to get more clients.
Oh, yeah, take a picture, post it on your account for sure.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, if I was personally, I would go, like, we don't know if this is something we would jump into, but if we were to jump into this, we'll just tap into our already base of clients.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll send those services out. That's kind of what we've been doing. We've been service stacking, which we'll tell you about. That's a difference one right there. When you get one of these services and then you keep building on top of it and using the same client base. Because I'm pretty sure a lot of our clients would actually probably get starter sets. I think sometimes we show up there and they already have them there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then most of them got it for multiple days, so it's, you know, they're paying even more than what we're talking about too as well. Mm-hmm. I even seen a couple schools do some stuff for like the honor of like the, what is it, like 9/11, everything like that.
Yeah, the veterans and whatnot.
So I mean, this is pretty good. So like, if you're out there, you don't have a lot of money, and you kind of want to get into the game and get something going, maybe, you know, make a couple $100 a week to make a couple $1,000 a week to kind of get started. And literally, I'm pretty sure all this stuff is like weekend work, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. Weekend or my thing is, it doesn't take very long. I've seen people set this thing up like faster than I can like drop my load at a location.
Your load?
Yeah, well, my load of chairs or tables or whatever we're delivering to them. But yeah, those things, they're quick. I mean, all the people that do it are pretty fast.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, as I said, check out the links in the description to get kind of the details on it in this part. You're usually looking for, if you kind of get a set, it's probably around like $600, about $1,300. I don't know exactly how it goes with going up the sets. You literally need to look at some of the other companies around you doing this right here. But I do know that a lot of people are looking for it. And also, too, you just look for people who are throwing parties. So you could partner specifically with another rental company or staffing agent, someone who's already dealing with customers, and you can kind of tag along with them. That's kind of how we will use this business, as a tag-along business, because mm-hmm. I don't believe also, too, majority of the market actually knows you can do this or that is how easy it is to do this, because they probably think they have to come up with their own designs. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think the more you know, the more easier is to start off. But yeah, this stuff is super easy. Like you said, you have a couple links. Here's just something that we looked up really quickly. I'm sure there's more out there. But yeah, I'm just looking at it, you know, everything that you get on it, I mean, it's very customizable. If I were starting it off, just depending on what, you know, month of the year I'm starting off, I might, you know, choose certain designs versus other ones to kind of maximize my profits, you know, try to get these things out as much as possible.
Do you think your daughters would like this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that's another thing. It's, like, very visual. So, like, any kind of kids or stuff, you know, people like that kind of stuff. Like, I'm looking at them right now. Like, they got a couple emojis and stuff like that. It's very playful and, like, you know, eye-friendly. So, I see why, you know, there's so many people just, you know, running these kind of things for their, you know, whether it be an anniversary, birthday, or I even see something like for Christmas, you know, because some people just don't want to put up lights and stuff, and this would be a good alternative, just a cheaper, you don't have to worry about falling off the roof or anything like that.
Oh! Yeah. But I can see, also, too, that I mean, people were going to, if, now think about it, too, you probably don't have to do a lot of marketing on this right here. You probably literally, once you get your first couple customers and then they post and they tag you in it.
Oh, yeah. Word of mouth is very strong. Yeah. I think that's what we're working on right now. Just the power of just organic, just customers coming in, I've seen your work, and like I said, this is super visual, and the most of the people that do this, I see their, I guess they just put one little sign on the side of this, and they have all their business information so they can contact them, because, you know, everybody that drives down the streets and they see, you know, see all your letters and everything, and they're going to see your work, and they're going to want to jump on that too and do their birthday party and stuff like that. So it's very, I think it's like a 2-in-1, if it makes sense. Like you're going to get free advertisement, and then on top of that, you have the product that you rent.
Yeah. I guess the only issue you really can have is that you don't bring something to the location because you like misspell something. So if you can't spell,
you have somebody spell it out.
Yeah, you need to have somebody spell it out for you. And then I would say if you're not like a night owl, because I'm guessing you're going to pick all the stuff up at night, just run through.
Yeah.
You can just route it up. And I'm pretty sure you can pay someone pretty cheap to go just grab these. This is gonna probably be the easiest work they do all day. Just don't make them hurt. Just don't like damage it and everything like that. But it's good business. Maybe one day we would look into it.
For sure.
But other than that, I want to say thank you guys for listening to this episode. I know we don't sound the best right now.
We're all depressed over Cowboy loss.
Yeah, it was a bad one too on that part. And our season might be over right now, so it is what it is. But if you guys need any help with anything or want to figure out how you can get into rentals, please reach out to us using the links below. Also, to check out the affiliate links below. They're helping people out, and they also have helped us out. Like I said, I think as you've seen before, A to B really helps you, especially this right here, if you're going to be paying people's gas and stuff, so you don't have to be going out there middle of the night. I mean, you can build a pretty good, I would say, residual business with this. But other than that, thank you guys for watching. This is Xavier.
And this is Eddie.
And we'll see you
on the next one.
Bye.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.